And we are now back in touch with James Kunin, who has written a new book, Diary of a Company Man Losing a Job, Finding a Life. James, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, this is such an interesting note that it was 4 years ago today that you were laid off from your job as director of corporate communications at Time Warner. And your job was in part to ease the concerns of company workers who thought they were getting laid off. Describe your feelings on that day.
Well, I was very angry then, and you know what? I'm still angry. You give a company your loyalty and your energy for, in my case, 20 years, and the next thing you know, the CEO has announced that they've eliminated the bloat at corporate communications, and so now I'm bloat, okay, and you're escorted from the building. You know, it's fairly typical of what continues to go on. American companies are addicted to layoffs. 54,000 were announced in January. That's up 39% from a year ago. It used to be that companies laid people off as a last resort when they had to, you know, rather than go under. Now it's a business model. You lay people off to reduce your costs, to increase your profits, and bump up the stock price for the next quarter.
So, James, you carry that amount of anger with you, and perhaps that's a good thing to stay on the alert, but part of your book title is Finding a Life. How do you find a life after that?
Well, some of us are lucky enough to have a calling. You know, I know a guy who works at MapQuest. He draws maps, and when he was 5 years old, he stumbled into a box, probably literally stumbled into a box of National Geographic's, opened it up, looked at the maps, and never looked back. But a lot of us, it's a question of just groping your way and trying this, trying that, taking advantage of opportunities as they arise until you finally feel that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
How much soul-searching did you do before you landed on your feet as an English teacher for immigrants?
Well, I had been volunteering for years doing that, and I sort of reverse-engineered my life and said to myself, you know, if I've been doing this a lot, maybe I'll like it. And even then, so when I started doing it, I'd be teaching in class, loving every minute of it, and then when the class was over, I'd walk out onto the sidewalk and feel, gosh, this is so small, this is so insignificant. But a friend of mine said, you know, if you love teaching while you're doing it, and then you feel bad when you're standing on the sidewalk, what you need to do is work on your sidewalk attitude, not your teaching. That part's good.
What a great lesson. James, thank you very much.
Thank you.
James Kunin is the author of Diary of a Company Man Losing a Job, Finding a Life.